Penn State University continues to pay millions of dollars to victims in the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal. Who's footing the bill of the high price settlements? As WHYY's Bobby Allen notes, that question will soon be debated in a Philadelphia courtroom.
The total payout amounts of victims of the former assistant football coach's abuse is now approaching $100 million. But Penn State's insurance company says it's the school's problem and refuses to pay. It says, quote, abuse and molestation is excluded from Penn State's coverage.
When we have insurance coverage litigation, it's often in situations where the stakes are big.
That's Temple Law professor Mark Roddert, who studies insurance disputes. He says policies are usually written generically. It takes lawsuits to really start defining what it all means. While Penn State fights this in court, the school says it's paid $92.8 million to settle 32 claims from an emergency fund. The fund is complicated, but it's essentially money generated from loan interest on loans the school gave itself. Penn State says it's not using tuition, taxpayer, or donor money for the payments. The school's budget is around $4 billion a year, but it said in court filings that settling additional claims without the insurance company's help will put it in an untenable position.
Both parties would rather meet in the middle. You know, Penn State would much prefer to get $40 million than to be stuck with all $90 million to cover, and the insurance company would much rather pay $40 million than have to pay all $90 million, and you don't know how it's going to come out when it gets to, say, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
A trial date is set for March, but both sides could settle well before then. Victim claims, meanwhile, keep piling up while the 71-year-old Sandusky serves the rest of his life in prison. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.